DEI backlash, CBS sued for discrimination against white male SEAL team writer. Suit backed by America First Legal Foundation. By Simon Kent on March 5, 2024. An allegation of blatant discrimination against a white heterosexual male freelance writer has been made against CBS and parent Paramount Global after it imposed stringent diversity rules for writers on its SEAL team series, according to a federal lawsuit. Brian Benneker, a script coordinator and freelance scriptwriter for CBS SEAL Team, was unlawfully denied a staff writer position due to his race, sex and sexual orientation, according to the complaint, filed Thursday in U.S. District Court of Central California, the New York Post reports. Attorneys for plaintiff Benneker argue CBS diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, efforts have created a situation where heterosexual white men need extra qualifications, including military experience or previous writing credits, to be hired as staff writers on SEAL Team, when compared to their non-white, LGBTQ, or female peers, who require no such extra qualifications. Benneker is being represented by America First Legal, a conservative nonprofit founded by former Trump White House policy aide Stephen Miller. The company posted on X late Thursday, "We just sued CBS in federal court for allegedly engaging in blatant anti-white discrimination and violation of federal law. America First Legal will fight to hold the entertainment giant accountable for its lawless and bigoted conduct." The Post report set out Benneker, who became the script coordinator in 2017 on the pilot episode of SEAL Team, a drama about the pressure on a group of Navy SEALs, soon was offered to write an episode script as a freelancer for the show's second season. To continue as a scriptwriter, Benneker was told he had to quit his job as a coordinator. The suit said, noting that he was replaced by a woman without any experience as a script coordinator who struggled to do the job and quit approximately 2 weeks into training. Benneker's lawyers cited a widely reported mandate from CBS chief executive George Cheeks to set a goal that all writers' rooms on the network's primetime series be staffed 40% with BIPOC, Black, Indigenous and people of color, in the 2021-2022 season. CBS and Paramount didn't respond to requests for comment from the outlet. The suit comes amid continued uproar over DEI policies across the entertainment industry, and alleges Benneker was passed over in favor of less qualified candidates who ticked the diversity boxes, an argument echoed elsewhere in the entertainment industry. As Breitbart News reported in January, writer Andrew Sullivan stated on HBO's Real Time that progress on equality has advanced since the 1960s through freedom, free markets, and traditional liberal principles and shouldn't completely mess it up with DEI programs and pushing rigid quotas, attempting to make everything perfect, and, at the same time, toxifying our discourse, making people really angry. Sullivan said, "DEI is not about opening up opportunities. It is about systemically discriminating on the basis of race and sex." Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.